A young Canberra man with multiple sclerosis no longer needs his wheelchair after he received stem cell treatment. 20-year-old Ben Lay was diagnosed with MS in 2008. His condition deteriorated rapidly, and at one point he ended up in intensive care with respiratory failure. But the stem cell treatment, which has been used overseas, appears to have reversed the effects of the disease, Madeline Jenner reports.
In August 2008, Ben Lay was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. He had been complaining of aches and pains, but as his condition deteriorated, his parents started to worry that it could be a tumour. When they got the diagnosis, they were a little relieved.
I have a few friends who do have MS, but nowhere near what Ben has. At the stage I thought MS, I thought, fine, that's okay, we can deal with that, aches and pains.
That's Mr. Lay's mother, Prue Cototti, speaking on local radio in Canberra this morning. In the following weeks and months, Mr. Lay's condition got worse. Conventional treatments failed, and by November he was in intensive care with respiratory failure. ACT neurologist Dr. Colin Andrews.
He was on a ventilator in intensive care for a month and was resurrected from that to being fairly paralysed but not able to breathe properly with a tracheostomy for 3 months. Then he couldn't swallow or eat, so he had a tube in the stomach for feeding for 6 months.
But today, Ben Lay is walking and talking, all thanks to stem cell treatment, which appears to have reversed the effects of MS. Dr. Andrews treated Mr. Lay. Even he is surprised by the results.
I expected we'd probably halt the disease so it wouldn't progress any further, and then hopefully there wouldn't be any more relapses. I was hopeful, but I wasn't expecting that degree of recovery after the stem cell.
While treatments for MS have improved, there is still no cure for the degenerative disease. In this case, doctors harvested Mr. Lay's stem cells, destroying all the existing immune cells from his body and then performing a bone marrow transplant. Mr. Lay's mother, Prue Cototti.
A good outcome would be that he wouldn't have any more episodes, that he would be with me still. Walking was, yeah, that'd be nice, but not necessarily be all or end all for me. So what I got was more than I could ever imagined.
This kind of procedure is increasingly common overseas, and Dr. Andrews hopes that this case will make the treatment an option for more Australians.
There are patients that I see every few years who die from their disease who, if we treated them early enough when things were really going bad and they weren't responding, we would now offer this as a treatment.
Professor Bill Carroll is the chair of Multiple Sclerosis Research Australia. He warns that this procedure can only be used in a few aggressive cases, but he says he is delighted to see a patient make a good recovery from an MS treatment.
I think it's fair to say that treatments have improved enormously for patients with multiple sclerosis, and they've improved enormously in two ways. One, there's very many more treatments available. But more importantly, we've learned that if you institute the treatments earlier, you get much better disease suppression, and then you have a chance for some improvement. So the problem is, the more aggressive the treatment that you use, the greater the risk. But in those that have been used experimentally so far, including bone marrow transplants in patients with earlier disease, there is some improvement that we're seeing. So whilst it's not a cure, it's closer to a cure than we've ever been before.
20-year-old Ben Lay says he will now return to school and hopes to study physics.
Madeline Jenner.